Just got a load of bad news. The big boss was here, and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Or we're through.
Say, Sam, how long have you been in the radio racket?
About 4 years. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcers.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. The only vice presidential debate of the campaign is tonight. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City.
Both candidates will be seated at desk, and the Commission on Presidential Debates agreed to increase the distance between Pence and Harris to 12 feet 3 inches. Plexiglass will also be used as an additional pandemic precaution. The 90-minute session will be broken up into 9 10-minute segments.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Hurricane Delta has made landfall along the coast of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says next.
We're expecting it to move into the Gulf of Mexico and then make another landfall across the coast of Louisiana. We think Friday afternoon into Friday evening. So it's going to weaken a little bit because it's over land, but then we expect it to strengthen again into a major hurricane, perhaps another Category 4 as we get into tomorrow.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking.
Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Well, first, the routine news. Today, very warm. We're already 77. It's very comfortable. You don't need a jacket. Today's high 87. Sun cloud mix. There's a lot of sun out there right now. Not as cool tonight. Low 66. Again, you don't need a jacket. Tomorrow, there could be a few spotty showers pop up in the afternoon and evening hours. But otherwise, a routine Thursday. Showers become likely as we get into Friday afternoon. And then occasional showers and squalls become more likely Friday night, especially in the overnight hours into Saturday from ahead of the hurricane. And we could see some probably local wind gusts, since some of the models indicating 30, 35 miles per hour. So what was our peak wind gust in Sally was 44 miles an hour, so maybe not quite that high. Tornado threat this time appears to be relatively small. Now the rest of the news. So Delta came ashore at Cancun this morning, or very near Cancun, and is now 105 mile an hour winds because it's interacting with land, so the winds have gone down. It was as high as 140 yesterday. Now, it will go back up to a Category 4 hurricane, we think, in the Gulf of Mexico. Very warm water. It's like bath water. And then come ashore on the north central U.S. Gulf Coast as a big deal major hurricane, potentially catastrophic damage. Again, 3 weeks to the day, 3 weeks ago today, we had Sally. And this is, there was Laura, too. Laura was a Category 4 about a month ago. So this is, it's been a long season, folks, and we'd believe anything in 2020. And by the way, someone asked me this morning, is that it? Well, right now it is, but do I think that's all? No. I don't. I don't think.
Now, is it the usual patterns of these hurricanes? If it hits like that peninsula where Cancun and Cozumel are, mm-hmm. and it gets over it, is it a pattern to pick up steam once it gets back into the Gulf?
It is, especially these October hurricanes, which they get picked up by a trough, and they're faster forward speed, and they usually go north instead of Texas or Mexico.
Right. Well, let's pray for the folks. Yep. I know the governor here is on top of things, already declared emergency, but hopefully we don't get the brunt of it.
Yeah, but you know,
it doesn't look like it now, but that can change.
3 weeks ago, just before Sally, we thought it was going to go towards Louisiana, and it made the right hand turn.
So we still need to pay attention. I'll call my dad, tell him that.
Absolutely. So
he flirted with disaster last time, but you know his.
Molly Hatchet.
Yeah, but, you know, I do live by a certain code of, well, your life.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, I don't want you to do that. Well, your life to risk.
If you choose to live at the coast, you just have to be you're ready for those things like that. And then I always see those people after the hurricane, you know, they have the house with the stilts, and they're right on the beach. They go, yeah.
Shocker.
You should have known that on day one that could happen, you know?
Yep.
Don't give me this. Oh, yeah, the hurricane came.
No, we should just start go back to hunting and gathering. It was so much better back then.
And by the way, I'll have your hunter and gathering forecast on my weather app later on today.
I can't stand the fact that wheat domesticated us. We didn't domesticate wheat.
No. Oh, God, look at the time.
Look at the time. You got any plans today? You going on any walks with... are there any keywords with that dog over there?
Officially, this is his last day of puppydom. In other words, tomorrow is the six-month anniversary of when I got him. They guessed he was 1 year old, so we called that the one-year birthday on April 8th. So that means, officially, he's a dog tomorrow. He's a puppy today and a dog tomorrow.
Chase, you're growing up so fast.
He is growing up fast.
I do. Well, all right, guys, have a good one.
You too, Rich. I'm Joey. He's Eddie. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm Dern. How you doing?
I'm all right. Jack will be joining us here probably later in the hour. But here, this upcoming hour, news and views, first hour, always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Right. Need to take advantage. It's a great idea for a Christmas gift, too. And take advantage of 50% off on those old home videotape transfers to a DVD. Easy to watch for, say, an older member of the family. You know, when people like grandparents or great uncles and aunts, and people start to get up there, it's hard to buy for them. Unless they have a specific thing that you know they're going to love, it's very tough when they already have everything.
Yep.
So why not jog that nostalgia with a great home video? You know, bring it back into the digital future and surprise them. Great idea for Christmas. So check out Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, and be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 50% off. News and Views from 9 till noon begins officially here in mere moments.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks with some of the results of Tuesday's runoff election. Selma has elected a new mayor, with all precincts reporting the unofficial results show James Perkins with 65% of the vote. Perkins will replace outgoing Mayor Daryl Melton, who chose not to seek a second term. It'll be a return to the mayor's office for Perkins, who served from 2000 to 2008 and was the first black mayor in Selma's history. In Tuskegee, another former mayor is returning to city government. Johnny Ford, who had been a longtime Tuskegee mayor and state legislator, is returning to Tuskegee City Hall, this time as a city councilman. In Alexander City, now outgoing mayor Tommy Spraggins came up short against Woody Baird, who is now the mayor-elect. In nearby Dadeville, Mayor Wayne Smith also went down in defeat, losing to challenger Jimmy Frank Goodman. For more election results and reaction where you live, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The Alabama National Fair kicks off this Friday with a salute to our veterans. All military, active, and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, the fair presents live entertainment nightly on our all-new outdoor stage, presented by Haynes Ambulance, Haynes Lighting, and Haynes Vinyl. The fair also features great outdoor shows like the Zerbini Family Circus, sponsored by Tucker Pecans, the Sea Lion Splash, sponsored by Cowan Equipment, plus lots more. School Day, sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA. CPA's office will be Monday from 11 to 9 with $5 admission for students through grade 12 and all-you-can-ride wristbands just $15. Visit alnationalfair.org or download our free fair app for a complete schedule of events. Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced. Don't miss all the great fair food, the midway, games, rides, and live music at the fair Friday through the 18th.
The Alabama National Fair.
Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Pepsi, and HMMA.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
So if my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Now try Babbel for free. Just text TRY to 484848 to start learning a new language today. That's TRY to 484848. T-R-Y to 484848.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Sharing, you know, this Spanish Fly eruption, a lot of the great concerts, and if you just pick up, especially those old Van Halen albums, especially the David Lee Roth era.
Oh, yeah.
I still like Van Hagar, I admit it.
Oh, me too. Big
but
fan.
They, you know, to Eddie's, you know, credit, he wanted to do more pop songs and more. But early on, he would just show off, and it was so good, just such talent and. You know, when you see the people who came before him, it's like, how can you innovate out of that?
Yeah.
And he did. And still influences people to this day. And, I watched last night, and again, welcome into News and Views, 272-9228. A lot of news to get to today.
Just a little.
A lot of news. Upcoming debate tonight.
What?
The declassification of the former CIA director, John Brennan's the Voldemort-looking dude. Man, his notes release that he briefed Barack Obama and
what?
Top White House people on Hillary Clinton's plan to say, it's Russia, Russia, Russia. A lot of news to get to. But, you know, Eddie Bader's here in the studio, man of the phones,
yes,
this
sir.
Morning. You were saying that when you saw this news of Eddie Van Halen passing yesterday, you had to almost throw your phone across
the
room.
I grew up listening to Van Halen, and of course, Eddie Van Halen being the guitar that he was and the innovator that he was, I mean, that was a big part of my youth and a big part of my life is
right.
Music. And to see that, and we all knew he was ill, but I had no idea of the severity of it. But
you said you read about his last days.
Yeah, his last few days, he was very protected by his family. They were worried about him in his condition getting COVID as well, so they were incredibly protective. But one of the stories that he told years ago was that he believed his cancer was caused because he used metal guitar picks when he played, and he always kept those picks in his mouth.
And if you look at past videos, you do. You see him in his mouth. And he said the cancer, and it was made, a lot of them were made of copper.
Right.
But he said the cancer originally in his tongue was right at the spot where he used to keep his picks.
Oh.
And, wow. You know, and he said, hey, you know, my doctor halfway believes me, too. I'm not a nut. But at the same time, you know, I look at the rock and roll lifestyle. It doesn't surprise me. But he also said, my lungs are clean as they can be. And that really surprised me.
Hmm. But, yeah, as I was watching, it's the 13-minute video. It's Eruption. Spanish Fly's doing all the great guitar work. And you see him smoking. You see him, you know, putting the cigarette up on the top
neck of the
guitar.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just the talent. And also, it makes you realize how much COVID hits hard. You know, you read about so many artists, musical artists, movie studios, movie theaters, even little playhouses here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whether it's ASF or the Cloverdale Playhouse, right. Little playhouses all over. It's rough. It's hit the arts really hard. But to see, you know, then I think that's Van Hagar. So you're talking about, you know, mid-'80s or so.
Mm-hmm.
To see the crowd hailing a rock guitar god, it's just, it makes you realize how much we've lost here in the midst of all the lockdowns, how tough these times are, and how, you know, I would hope those times come back, whether it's for a guitar god or anybody else who inspires people. And in fact, Eddie Van Halen, folks, is an incredible American success story.
It is.
An immigrant story.
Right, and his brother, Alex, I don't know if you've ever seen Alex, but he's so ugly they kept him in the back. But these guys were a garage band. They came on to be Van Halen. One
right.
of the big, I mean, now his son, which Wolfgang, he played on stage with him a lot too. So as much as I miss and going to miss Eddie, he had a great life. His son, for his son to be able to join him on stage, you imagine those moments, Joey. And even his son talks about it today. He had as good a life as anybody could have. I wish he could be here longer, but.
Well, and here's a quote from Eddie Van Halen in 2015. He said, we came here with approximately $50 and a piano, and
yep.
we didn't speak the language. I believe they were born in the Netherlands.
That's right.
Yeah, we came here with approximately $50 and a piano, and we didn't speak the language. If that's not the American dream, what is?
Exactly, man.
So may you rest in peace, Eddie. This is I'm going to share this. This is a great piece, actually, Reason.com
Good.
Wrote up. It'll be on my Facebook page. So it'd be a big loss. We're losing a lot of major musical artists over the last few years, just big names. And
yeah,
well, I guess it's time to make new legends is the way I think you got to approach it.
It is, but, and I know I'm getting old, Joey, but when I look at, and I remember my dad saying the same thing, when I look at these new musicians
yeah,
coming
sure.
out, they're not making music.
Yeah, you're becoming your father. Wait, who was your dad's icon?
He actually a Beatles guy, which
okay.
threw
well,
me for a
sense.
Loop. And later on, he started digging some Dire Straits, which again, not my dad, I know. That really threw me for a loop, but I really appreciate
and
it.
And then it's amazing that so many of the members, other than John Bonham, may rest in peace, all the, like Led Zeppelin,
yeah.
everybody's alive. By the way, Led Zeppelin won their intellectual property case.
They did.
Their plagiarism case.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't follow
you know,
it.
It was a case, it was a band called Spirit.
Yes.
I mean, the songs sound, Stairway to Heaven and the Spirit song sound almost
a lot
the same.
Alike.
Very similar, very comparable. But Led Zeppelin prevailed in that case. There, I guess there was enough originality and lyrics and other things going
well,
on.
Now, you're a musician, Joey. You know there's only so much sound
yes.
you can get. There's
yes.
only so many melodies. So when they become similar, I get it. But I know there are some. I remember Ray Parker Jr. from Ghostbusters. You know, he got busted doing one of Huey Lewis's songs. So he lost all that money to Huey Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there are some intellectual properties, but at the same time, it's limited what you can
well,
do.
And
right?
also, you can have the same exact vibe with different chords.
Yeah.
It can sound very, very similar, but it's different chord patterns, different melodies, different lyrics. I mean, so there, in some of these cases, like Got to Give It Up, Marvin Gaye song.
Marvin Gaye, right.
With Blurred Lines, and they won that case. And to me, I'm like, it's funk. You got a
few,
it's like
my thing
two chords, and you hardly do any changes. Whatever. But it was great to see Zeppelin win
that
case. So a lot going on that is not the craziness of our politics right now. But 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. Who do we have here, Eddie?
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy!
Boy!
What's
hey,
up?
What did my dirty Uncle Joe do last night?
He talked about those four girls he couldn't wait to...
Well, he couldn't wait till they get four more years older.
Yeah. That's not creepy and watch
wait,
him
he
dance.
He said that?
Yeah. No,
wait. Like I said, there's a lot, so I didn't catch this particular one.
He was down there in Miami. Okay. He was down there in Miami, and he was talking to a bunch of Haitians, you know, doing his little pandering, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls were doing their, I guess, native traditional dance, and they were like from 12, you know, 14 years old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you girls sure can dance. He says, I can't wait till you get about 4 more years older.
And I watch you dance.
Boy, you're not yanking my
I'm watching,
chain.
Watching
no, that's straight up.
No, that's
dude.
What he said.
It's a Fox story today. It's
God.
And so when they, so of course they questioned him and his press people, and his press people said, "Well, duh. Obviously, he means 4 years of being president."
Hey, you want to hear something creepier?
Sure, I guess.
Let's talk about Neil Diamond.
Huh?
Remember, he wrote that song "Sweet Caroline."
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the words on the song. And he did an interview, several interviews, and the song was written about Caroline Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline Kennedy at the time was like 14, 15 years old.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Good times never seem so good.
Ooh.
Maybe you're just looking back with your jaded 2020 eyes on that was
right.
A more innocent time, sure.
Okay,
exactly,
all right.
Joey.
All right.
Exactly.
He's starting to sound like that. That was that guy that that director that had was banished from the United States. What's his name?
Polanski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Whatever happened to Polanski? Is he hiding?
I think he's still abroad somewhere. Yeah.
Wow.
He's still alive?
I think he is.
You don't think he was on the Epstein plane a few times, do you?
Oh, and by the way, I forgot my disclaimers to begin the show this morning, Soldier Boy. We got to kill them hogs. The pigs are out of control. We got to kill them hogs. All hail the Chinese Communist Party and their dear leader, Winnie the Pooh. And Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Thank you for that reminder.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, I couldn't say fracking anymore.
No, that's fine.
Fracking's fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when it's enriching the Dakotas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What did Joe say yesterday about he did quite well during the shutdown lockdown because of the black lady putting groceries on the shelf?
I had to read that line 3 or 4 times. And
did you read into it, Eddie?
What I finally gathered was he was saying that black women stock the shelves at the grocery stores.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, not a Hispanic person, not a white person, not a Native American Indian, you know.
Right.
Asian.
Last
you know?
Time I was at the grocery store, there was a cornucopia, a color of people stocking the shelves.
Exactly.
Well, to me, it's a reminder of this. It's like, oh, look, let me say this obvious thing. That anybody who, like, say myself, is a big free marketer, I understand the division of labor. And then in the midst of this pandemic, how many people kept working and needed to keep working to put food on the table and of their own table
well,
and
think
others.
That's what he said. Well, I think that's what he meant to say.
And that's what he said, but he always has to put it in these terms of like, and I know so many people don't realize this. They don't realize this about our society.
Tolstoy used
to be an elite. Then I started to think about the people that, you know, actually got the water out of the ground. And then I became a Christian. It's like, what are you talking about, Joe?
You know, it's like, you know, what's funny is like, he meant to mean that, you know, people did things and went out and worked during the pandemic and helped other people get through it. That's what he meant. But I think what happened, he hanged around too much of the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, who he said he mentored and looked up to during his eulogy at his funeral. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Robert Byrd?
Yep. And I just think his racism comes out when that mind starts to slip.
Yeah, there was a moment I recently saw during the town hall he had in Miami in that wind tunnel, right next to the freeway. And he started talking about civil rights is what got him, the civil rights movement is what got him into politics, which I believe him, but I imagine other things too. But he then went, but don't get me wrong, I'm not some civil rights icon. I'm not saying that. I'm not
saying
that disclaimer was hilarious to me. I'm not saying I'm an icon or anything.
Well, like, maybe that'd be a good time for Kamala.
What did he say about Obama when the mic was hot and he said something? He said, clean cut what? Well spoken?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, articulate.
Mm-hmm. My favorite was Jesse Jackson's.
Oh, yeah.
That was my all-time favorite.
It's just so, and, you know, I'm watching Biden these days, and I know I'm supposed to go for the jugular, we're in the good fight right now, but I kind of watch the guy.
Him,
well, no, I'll put it this way. His son
Bo, mm-hmm. not Hunter. Where's I don't know Bo. I know Hunter though, and he is a sucker. God, gotta love politics. But his son Bo died of the same type of brain cancer as my mother, mm-hmm. and seeing a parent go through that, and it's one of the worst because they lose their personality, they lose who they are because it eats at the brain, and I saw that from the end of a kid looking at your parent. I can't imagine being a parent looking at your child.
No.
And then to say, oh yeah, I'm going to get back into politics after all that, mm-mm. after he said he wouldn't. And when I heard him initially say he wouldn't try to run again, I understood it because I'd been through a similar thing. And I just, that's part of me that does kind of feel for the guy. It's like, you know, take the gloves off. We're fighting. This is politics.
Do you think he's doing this? Run Joey to maybe take some of that off his mind.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, just I with me, I could see me doing that because I'd bury myself in something else.
Yeah,
and, exactly. You'd bury yourself into something else. Yeah. But Joe's my boy though. He's just waiting for 4 more years so he can watch him dance.
That was creepy, man.
Mama. No, you know if Trump would have said that, what would have happened? Oh my god. And yeah. did I correct me if I'm wrong that Hunter dated or is married to his ex brother's ex wife?
He didn't marry her. He dated her a little while. It's like
you
that.
Get to know her real well.
That's not creepy.
Well, it reminds me of that line in the remake of Ocean's 11.
Keep it in the family.
That where you know Danny Ocean says, "Hey, can we get so and so as you know the bag man?" He's like, "No, he died last year. Did you send flowers? No, I dated his wife for a while." Soldier Boy, I got to run.
All right, man. You guys have a great day.
See you later, Soldier Boy.
Clint, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Clint.
Hey, Eddie Van Halen. He's going to be missed. I got to see them when they come out with their first album, Running with the Devil.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great album.
Yes, and it was a small venue. Only held about 300 people in there. But he started a concert out on a solo guitar. And, mm-hmm. It was awesome, dude.
It was amazing.
And he also played the piano.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
very good at it.
There was a recent interview with David Lee Roth on Joe Rogan's show where it's not as well known. When they were first getting their start, they were like any other band out there on the West Coast, and they learned to play all different styles of music to fit the venue and
right.
fit the crowd they were going to play for. So, it wasn't just he was an amazing guitar player. He was a brilliant musical mind.
Yeah, he was, you know, And he was always smiling.
Yeah.
He always have a happy face on him. And he enjoyed it. He had fun. And he'll be missed. You know, we're losing a lot of these guys, you know. When Stevie Ray Vaughan died, it was a shock. And we done lost Charlie Daniels, too, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know.
Recently, I was talking about Glenn Frey, of course, Prince, David Bowie. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many recently have passed.
Yeah, you surprised me, Joy. You know some headies, you know.
Oh,
I got to see them. I don't know if they still playing or not, but they're great in concert. They put on one heck of a show. They jam out. Hey, I got a question tonight.
Yeah.
The debate. Now, what can Harris bring to the table over the vice president?
I don't think much. They're going to try to, you know, get him on certain things. For instance, the New York Times came out with an article and it actually mentioned Jeff Sessions and like a quote of his. We have to take the children. The separation of children from parents at the border was a key part of the Trump administration's early immigration strategy. You better believe that's going to come up tonight. So they're going to try to make Pence look like an uncaring, unfeeling, out-of-touch, privileged white patriarch.
It's Johnny Quest's dad.
Right.
Mike Pence is the shiznit.
That's what she's going to try to do. But I think people underestimate Pence and how effective he is.
Yeah.
Oh, I do, too. Pence is very laid back. He thinks before he speaks. And he's a very religious man. Believes in God and Jesus Christ.
Think what all he has to go through, and not trying to slam Trump, but just Trump being his boss. Mm. And Mike Pence is kind of the opposite end of that spectrum.
Right.
So I know there's so many times he has to bite his lip, but I've never once heard or even seen a discouraging mark or look or anything. And
that's going to be the key thing that Kamala does, or Kamala, excuse me, that she'll do. She'll try to say, well, Trump said this, and do you defend that? It's a classic move, but I think Pence will be able to handle it.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, Pence. He'll keep his composure. And I bet Harris won't. I guarantee you she's going to get a little bit rattled.
We'll see. Have you looked at the plexiglass? Have you seen the stage yet, Clint?
Oh, no, I have not. Is it?
Yeah, they're like desks.
All right, gentlemen, I know you got to take a break. You got other calls. Have a good day, guys.
You too, Clint. Appreciate
how's this set up, Joey?
It's like two desks, 12 feet apart.
12
and they're going to be sitting down, and at the end of each desk, like where it would face the other, there's like 8 to 10 feet of plexiglass.
But we're 12 feet apart.
Well, we had to cancel the spitting portion of the debate tonight. We were going to have a spit contest to see who could hawk that loogie the furthest distance, because that's what the American people care about. 272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon. When we come back, go out with a little more Van Halen here.
Trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on hundreds of prescription drugs.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Pick up at your local pharmacy or take advantage of free delivery. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com.
Wow. Uh-huh.
That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 copay may be restricted to particular tiers, preferred medications, or mail order prescriptions during the initial coverage phase and may not apply during the coverage gap or catastrophic stage. Free delivery with preferred mail order pharmacies.
Wow.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie and the house man on the phones. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones at 272-9228 and talk to J.D. Hey, J.D.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, J.D.
Hey, I'm going to tell you just three things real quick. One, Pence is, you know, he may be the polar opposite of Trump, but I think they balance each other out very well. And I think he is more presidential than what people think he is, and Kamala may have her hands full. Two, y'all need to give Joe Biden a break. He's been in the Senate for 180 years. He said so. That's a long time to be serving this country. But last but not least, Joey, I've got to ask you a question.
Man, he's as old as the filibuster, J.D. Like, he's almost, Joe Biden's almost like a Jim Crow relic.
I know. And he probably inspired the Constitution. Just ask him. He's done so much that he doesn't remember.
Right. You're right about that.
Well, what's your question?
Now, my big question is your comment on Facebook this morning about the COVID and Pence kind of giving it to Kamala, but about her husband actually getting it from getting Jenny's ice cream.
Yeah.
Has that hit the Vegas board yet? Because I'd like to put $1,000 on that thing that you are 100% accurate.
Given FCC rules, I can't really direct you anywhere, but you can look up betting sites yourself. I'm not encouraging you to. But
well, I just want to bet on that one particular thing because I believe that's going to be, you know, a hole in one. That's going to be a shot in the bank. You can't do nothing but win by betting on that comment because that is epic, and it started out my morning on a great note.
Good to hear. Happy to make you smile, sir.
You always do. Hey, y'all keep rocking on. I'm going to enjoy the show. Hey, y'all keep doing what you do.
Thanks, right, J.D.
Thank you, J.D.
Sparky.
Hey, Sparky.
Sparky.
Hey. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm terrific. What a beautiful day, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fall is a wonderful time of year.
It's my favorite time.
Anyway, as far as fact-checking goes, when Kamala said to Joe Biden that she was one of the kids that was on that segregation issue, is that a fact?
Nope.
Yeah. So she just... Boy, I tell you, these politicians, they wouldn't know the truth if they tripped over it.
Wait, when she said, I was that little girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was bussed, and they did integrate, but the federals, yeah, it wasn't exactly true.
Look at the community she was brought up in.
Right.
They were people bussed to her community, not her being bussed to that community.
But it was a debate.
I was bussed.
It was a debate, Sparky. It's not, like we're not serious in debate.
I rode the bus to school. Does that make me special? It was a shorter bus.
It does. It does make
There was nothing special about me getting to school. I drove to school in my bicycle while I delivered papers.
See?
Yeah, there you go.
That's how it should be done.
I want reparation. For something. All right, fellas, keep up the good work.
Take care, Sparky.
Appreciate it, Sparky. 272-9228, folks. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. You can call Troop Booth at 260-0066. Set up an appointment to buy fine antique, one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces. Or you can call him at 260-0066. Set up an appointment to sell to Troop Booth. He's looking to buy right now. Troop has the expertise, the experience, trained at the Gemological Institute of America. And right now he's looking to sell into his network and to you. That's why he's also looking to buy from you. So whether it's finished pieces, especially gold and diamonds, but any even scrap jewelry pieces, Troop will pay you a pretty penny for them.
Yeah, gold's at an all-time high again.
You can also now check out what they currently have in stock or set up an appointment to sell to Troop Booth at heirloomjewelers.com. It's that simple. He changed the URL, heirloomjewelers.com.
That's where I'm at right now, man. Joey?
Yeah, you're looking at him.
There's some rings on here.
Mm-hmm.
When you do find that special lady, let me pick out the ring for her.
It's a little odd, but okay.
I'm telling you, I'd be doing you both a favor.
All right.
Just off this website here. And
you're looking at engagement rings right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're really nice. I mean,
what wedding anniversary do you have coming up?
Oh, Joey, why you put me on the spot like that? I know we're in the double digits.
There you go.
And every day is a blessing.
Well, folks, and whether you're looking to maybe re-up, change up the ring because of a special wedding anniversary, or you're looking to treat yourself, or you want to surprise that significant other, fine piece of antique jewelry, Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Again, heirloomjewelers.com. Yeah, I'm looking at your phone there.
Yeah, I mean,
great pieces right
beautiful
there.
Stuff.
And again, you can make an appointment online or call Troop Booth at 260-0066. And be sure when you stop by, call Troop Booth. You tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. More news and views when we come back. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Mayor Stephen Reed. For too long, Montgomery schools have received the lowest amount of funding allowed by Alabama law, the bare minimum. Neighboring school districts like Pike Road and Auburn fund their schools drastically better. The result? Our students are paying the price, and they deserve better. That's why I'm voting for the proposed school funding increase to invest more resources in the classroom. Now is the time. For the first time in decades, we can truly increase our funding and improve our public schools. This will be good for our students. This will be good for our teachers, for our parents, and for all of Montgomery. Let's invest in Montgomery Public Schools. Let's invest in our students. Let's invest in our future. This is Mayor Stephen Reed. Whether you vote absentee or at your polling place, vote for our students. And be sure to flip to the back of the ballot and vote for more school funding.
Paid for by the MGM InvestPAC, P.O. Box 621, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We obviously are keeping close tabs on Monster Hurricane Delta, which will come ashore as a major Category 3 hurricane along the north central U.S. Gulf Coast on Friday. Today's weather will be routine, very warm for October, high around 87, sun cloud mix. Not as cool tonight, low 66. Tomorrow, maybe some spotty showers beginning in the afternoon and continuing Thursday night. Then showers becoming likely, especially by Friday afternoon. Showers and squalls becoming numerous Friday night into Saturday. Our strongest wind gusts will come during the daytime Saturday. The tornado threat looks small right now, and then the showers tend to thin out by late Saturday night into Sunday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 50% off here in the month of October for a great Christmas gift idea. Converting those old home videos as videotapes to a DVD or digital file for your computer, making it easier to share, truly preserving those home video memories for years and years, if not decades, to come. So call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036, and be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 50% off on all those videotape transfers. Just a reminder, also, Johnny Nash passed away at the age of 80.
That's right. I read that last night,
I can see
too.
Clearly now the rain is gone. Man, it always comes in threes.
It does, dude.
But yes, folks, 272-9228. So the bombshell, and at least I consider it a bombshell, though I'm sure there are other folks who think it's a dud, and I'm sure John Brennan is already, you know, trying to dissemble the fact. But it was declassified.
Yes.
John Brennan, creepy old Brennan's handwritten notes that he briefed the President of the United States and others on the fact that Hillary Clinton was looking to vilify Donald Trump, that the Russians are helping him.
I read something
in order to cover up for her
problems.
Yes,
that's what I read the other night, was that it was to take away the people looking at her email issues, her server issues.
Yes. Well, I'll put it this way, and this has been in a lot of different books, but the idea is this, is that the Clinton folks and the DNC knew they had been hacked way before the public knows. So they're like, what are we going to do about this? And the whole Russia thing was in their mind for a while. And all of a sudden, this is where Donald Trump trolling sometimes steps in it. Remember the moment where Trump said, Russia, if you're listening, if you could find Hillary's 30,000 missing emails. I remember laughing when he said that.
I still enjoy
But a lot of people in the press who had been fed this line by the Clinton campaign and the DNC were like, oh, there it is. There it is. And I never thought we would have a smoking gun like this. Brennan himself briefing the former president of the United States and others on the fact that they knew Hillary and her campaign were doing this. Brennan then referred this to Peter Strzok and the FBI, James Comey. Comey recently said, I don't remember any of that.
Boy, he needs a good slap.
Well, and Andy McCabe is now not going to testify in front of Lindsey Graham.
What happened, Joey?
Well, he's worried about getting COVID through the internet. Yeah. I guess that it can spread that way now.
But what if he wears a mask?
Well, then he'd be a little better off. But the virtual COVID, no mask helps with that. Yeah. You got to put on one of those emoji, like augmented reality masks. Then it'll be, if he looks like a cat when he does the...
Then he's perfectly safe.
Then he's fine during that hearing. But he didn't want to go through that. It'd be embarrassing.
Now, let me ask you, when you're... ex-government employees or current government employees like this, should you not be part of your I'm staying alive package is if you are called to testify, you will testify. That should be as if you are subpoenaed, Joey, today, you got to go, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to, you can't say.
After I destroy my phone.
Right. Yeah. I don't have the COVID or I got, you know, you
I need
no
to
excuse.
Burn a few documents, right. But then I'd go, yeah.
It really ticks me off that these people have been on the government tit for as long as they have.
Mm-hmm.
And now that, hey, we kind of caught you doing something, we need to explain yourself. I can't come in.
Well, and again, this sort of propaganda is par for the course when it comes to electoral politics. You know, Hillary saying, oh, it's the Russians working with Trump.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if she said that and the whole press ran with it. But it crosses a line when you start using the surveillance powers of law enforcement and the national security state to then give credence to those rumors. Rumors happen all the time.
Sure.
Opposition research happens all the time.
All the time.
But to make that look legit by using the powers of the U.S. government on an incoming president, this is what people like Edward Snowden warned about.
Okay, now let me ask you this. All this information has come out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In your prediction, what's going to happen? At the end of the day, what's going to happen, Joey?
That if Donald Trump gets reelected, some people are going to fry. If he doesn't, goes away.
Yeah, it definitely goes away. Now, I'm more...
Well, and another story came out that's interesting is that what's tying up Durham is Durham wants to move forward.
People keep
but,
quitting.
Well, there's that, but it's also... A lot of this has to do with intelligence operation.
Okay.
CIA. Just every time I say intelligence, I think of Team America World Police. Bad intelligence. Bad intelligence.
I'm sorry.
But because it's intelligence, there's a lot of classified stuff in there. And so a lot of the career people in the intelligence agencies are saying, hey, you know, it'd be a shame, Mr. U.S. Attorney Durham, if you go forward with this and we accuse you of revealing sources and methods. Gray mail, as they call it. Not out-and-out blackmail.
All right, now do
but
we
it's
have,
a threat nonetheless.
Do we have someone in between the public and them that can look through those gray mails for any... illegal activity?
Oh, I think you already have a U.S. attorney.
That's
and
what I thought.
All sorts of members of Congress. And remember, folks, the main guy for Devin Nunes, who I couldn't stand him. I thought he was thin-skinned. But then I actually learned about what he's gone through, learned what he's come up with. A great book by Lee Smith on that, The Plot to Frame the President. It's really a story of Devin Nunes. And Devin Nunes' main investigative guy was a guy named Kash Patel. I believe an Indian immigrant, grew up in Brooklyn or Queens, I think Queens. And he was the main guy who put all this together for Nunes. Well, Kash Patel, when Richard Grenell took over being Director of National Intelligence, Kash Patel became the number two guy at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. He was the guy from the Congress side, from the House Intelligence Committee side, saying, hey, I need these documents. I need to see so I can completely put everything together. And they slow walk it, slow walk it. Well, Trump's like, well, let's just make him the deputy.
Da-da-da!
So I think a lot of this stuff, I think what's happening now is a lot of this stuff is coming out because they realize that Durham can't bring down indictments quick enough before Election Day. So if Trump's not reelected...
It all goes away. But what drives me nuts is look at all this sideline crap that we got going on instead of facing the real-world problems that we have. Look at all this distraction of crap. When we've got COVID, we've got an economy we're trying to build back, we've got many more problems. I'm just so sick of the crap.
Well, this is what I want people to realize, though. You know why so many are not up in arms over the fact that maybe the intelligence community and law enforcement was used to push political opposition research.
My guess.
To try to bring down a president.
Because they've done it before.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
par for the course.
Right.
This is how democracy works, so-called democracy. It's how our system works and has worked, I suspect, for quite some time. And if this goes away, so to speak, if Trump isn't reelected, then we should be raising holy hell, excuse me, pardon me, about these issues and others beyond just protecting a president. This cannot stand. Especially also the complicity of the media in so much of this. And that's why it's not getting out too. That's how this story has worked. So many of the folks who are part of this aren't going to report on that. They're not going
well,
to.
A lot of them are not reporting on it.
Right. Well, they don't want to be self-incriminated.
Right.
In many ways. And it's not like they committed actual crimes, these folks in the media, but they carried the water.
I was going to say, hold on now. There's accessories as much as anyone else is. If you gave me the gun that I shot the guy with, Joey, darn, you're an accessory. If you gave me a ride there, Joey, an accessory. You're just as guilty,
Joey. Stretching that metaphor a little much. But you might be right.
I know I am.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-built or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 50% off here in the month of October on all those videotape transfers to DVD or digital file. Great idea for Christmas, like I keep saying, because it is a great idea. It's a great way to jog that nostalgia, reminisce together as a family, preserving those old home memories by bringing them into the digital future at 50% off at Dan Black Studios. So call Dan Black today, at 279-6036, 279-6036. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Let's go to the phones, and we got Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet on the line. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, Ray. How you doing, bud?
Good. Hey, listen, I got really, really good news.
Okay.
If you'll give me your email address real quick, I've got on my computer a free trip, a cruise to the Bahamas, but I don't have your email to plug in.
Well, let me be the first to give you Joey's email.
Great. That would be awesome. I would appreciate that.
Do you need my Social Security and checking account numbers as well?
We'll get to that next. No, I did that to my brother yesterday when I got home last night. He's ready to kill me today. Because, you know, he's up on the northern slopes working right now.
Oh, he's up on the slope?
He's like, why would you send me this? I said, because your email and your phone's going to work for the next 3 weeks. Have fun. That's like the worst practical joke to do to your brother ever.
Oh, it's fantastic, though. It is fun. Especially with a brother, you can get away with stuff like that.
You can get away with it. Brother and close friend. Well, I don't know, really just brother. Close friends will cut you off. They will talk to you. Brother don't have a choice, but he has to talk to you.
Well, how's...